We're back on KMAN's In Focus. Raleigh County Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez, who holds the District 2 seat, which covers a large portion of northern Raleigh County, joining us on the program today. And what may be your last time here, last appearance on the program. But we are certainly grateful for the time that you committed, the 4 years. And it goes by fast, doesn't it, Marvin?
Oh, boy. Too fast.
One of the things, you know, and you and I, you know, our time in that capacity both came to an end probably sooner than, not just probably, but sooner than we would have liked. But there are so many things, I think, when you're in that office, you have a lot of goals. And let's talk about some of the unfinished business that you would like to have seen through with your time during the Raleigh County Commission.
Yeah, one of them would be that within the first 2 months of being there, the hospital gave us back the ambulance service, and I know that I got a lot of questions from up north on that, and a lot of requests. I tried to see about getting an ambulance up there, but could not do it because of just. It cost us a lot of money just to get the ambulance and the EMTs all set up within the county, and we spent much of 1 year trying to get that done, and we finally got it done. But, you know, it only takes 2 votes to do something, and I couldn't get a second vote. So I never did accomplish that, which I'm going to leave it up to Greg McKinley to do. And then we did get the radio. The police, law enforcement, I sat on that board for 4 years, and they are accredited. They're one of very few here in the state that is accredited, which means they follow a lot of policies on the national side. The health department is one of 6 in the state only accredited. That's why we're doing such a good job on that. That's part of that. We really did great on the flood. We were recognized nationally for our efforts in that, which is a lot of credit should go to Pat Collins on that. But I had talked to a lot of people from other states that came to view what we were doing, and they were totally impressed with our actions of how we handled the flood. Got in there and we got responsible, you know, voting in for 3 new fire stations in the county. One of them in Leonardville, one in Ogden, and one in South Raleigh County. We did purchase the Christian Church. They came to us and gave us a price. We accepted. We're looking at future building. We need space to build. If you don't have a building lot, a ground to build on, it makes it very difficult to expand. As time goes by, we're getting more and more workload from the state. As the county grows, it increases. So we needed to have a place where we could provide a building. But the Christian Church allotted us to do that. It joins the property that we have. And hopefully that in maybe 10 years or 15 years, something will appear that will allow us to build a better building with better facilities. The county courthouse is running out of room. We've had to remodel just to put it in there. We have 5 judges now. When I started, we had 3. The state continues to look at Raleigh County as a point of centralization of activity in the state, because we are the 6th, I guess, most active county in the state. We're classed as an urban community, and there's only 6 counties that are that way. So we're going to get more activity as time goes by. So we need the space in the room.
What would be some of the things that you know that fish that got away? What was the What stands out to you in your last 4 years is the one item that you regret not really fully seeing through?
Well, the ambulance is one on it. And I would say I tried to get the half-cent sales tax on the Riley County road and bridge done, but I couldn't get it done. That's the second part that comes in there. And that's probably the biggest thing that I regret I couldn't get done.
Okay. What would you... If you were to look down the road in the Riley County crystal ball, what do you foresee as some of the biggest challenges that the next commission will be facing, or maybe even the commission after that?
Well, they're going to be facing space is one. Buildings, you know, do wear out and change things, take place. And you got to make a change. The old Carnegie Library where the district attorney for the county has his offices, they're running out of room, period. I know I visited one attorney that is there, and his space and his... I have a bathroom larger than he's got a space for in there. It's a little 5x8. You have to walk around to the edge of the desk to get to the back, and it doesn't leave much room. And it's right up against door that opens into the office that he's got. So we are running out of room. I would have liked to seen a little better change in that, how we do that. But it's just, those are some of the stuff that I really would like to see, you know, we could have done while I was there, but there is no way to do that without enough dollars and cents and having space to do it, but that's all part of it, you know. It's there. I see a problem coming up in several years.
Well, Commissioner, we only have about a minute left in the program, and is there anything that you would like to say to the Riley County community before we sign off for the day?
Well, I do appreciate the opportunity to have done this, served, and I know that. Things are out there that need done. We need more people to step up to the plate, want to be part of the community, want to get on committees, want to and should try to do all they can to help out their community and serve in some way, because this is their community. And if you don't take care of your own community by serving or being part of it in some way, it's not going to do very well. But I do know that we have a lot of people that do step up, but I would like to see some new people involved with in the politics of this community.
Marvin Rodriguez, Commissioner, 2nd District, Riley County, thank you for your service, and thank you for joining us on K-Man's In Focus today.